Oh, you're awake. Guess we don't need this anymore. Shouldn't be too bad. Let your eyes adjust. There you go. We're in a basement, so there isn't much light to begin with. Take a second. Get your bearings. It's always a bit disorienting when you're waking up from being knocked out. I speak from experience. Here, take a sip of water. Good. Good. It's nice and cold, just like the basement you're in. Sorry. I was just trying to lighten the mood. Jokes have never really been my thing. My partner was the funny one who always got us off track, and I was the serious one trying to accomplish the job. It sounds simple and a little cliche, but it worked for us. But now she's gone. And I have been working solo for such a long time. Working solo just isn't as fun as working in a team. I find that three people is way too many to balance when working a job, and working alone just gets a little lonely. There's no one to talk to, or to tease, or to act as distraction if there's a dumb-looking guard. Which is where you come in. Do you recognize me yet? Oh, I know that look. You think I look familiar. Are you trying to put the pieces together? Who took you? Do you have it yet? My face is probably most recognizable from headlines or wanted signs. My two biggest hits. It was the assassination of Prince Asher Godfrey, or the break-in at, what was that place called? Able Manor, where a few of their priceless heirlooms went missing. It was all over the news. Ooh. You know, I might have made this too hard. You wouldn't recognize me without my costume on, but when I'm talking to a civilian, I need to be incognito. Hence the sundress. I wouldn't want any one of those heroes noticing me and stopping me from taking you. See? Once I set my mind to something, there is nothing anyone can do to deter me from accomplishing it. If I don't get to do it, then I'll obsess over it until I can finally do it. It might take days, weeks, months, even years, but I will finish whatever I started. Imprint doesn't stop until she has what she wants in her hands. And what I wanted? It was you. I wanted a new partner in crime. You just happened to be at the right place at the right time. While Red Lynx was busy fighting aberration, no one's eyes were on those around them. Everyone was trying to flee or get to safety or watch the fight. It was like taking candy from a baby taking you from the crowd. A few pressure points and you fainted. I pretended to know you. I picked you up and I took you back to my current base of operations. That catch you up? Good. Now the fun part can begin. I'm going to try this the easy way. It has never worked for me before, but maybe it'll work this time. You can't blame a girl for trying. So what do you say, buddy? You want to join me in making this bad town even worse? Of course. They always say things like that. I have a job, I have friends, or a family, or a pet that needs me. I don't have what it takes to be a criminal. I don't want to rob people. Blah, blah, blah. You are going to join me whether you want to or not. They all do. Aw, you're so cute. While you play big, brave hostage, I'm going to list off some of my previous partners and tell you how I broke them. Starting with my first one, there was Smiley. Smiley broke after about, gosh, it's been so long. I think it was 3 days. He was the quickest one, I remember that. I think a part of him really wanted to give in and be bad with me, but he had this pesky thing called morality. Luckily, I cured that for him. Then I had Undertow. Undertow lasted a little bit longer. It took her about a week and a half to finally agree. There was also a few in between them that didn't make it past being taken by me. I wish I remembered their names, but I guess that's the thing about the weak. They just fizzle out. Then, I went on to Glitch, who gave in after 2 weeks in the box. The box is a fun little device of my own creation that I use on the most stubborn civilians. But then, that device got me thinking. There has to be a better way of getting my toys to do what I want. Breaking you down and molding you into the perfect partner for me takes way too long. And it doesn't guarantee success. The box itself, it worked, but it took way too long for my liking, and it risked shattering the person completely. So, me being me, I started to dabble in technology. Nothing too fancy, I just needed something that would work. I had partners while I was coming up with my invention, and I used them as my test subjects, which eventually led me to my most recent partner. You would know her as Deviation. She came into this room just like you. Knocked out, scared, not wanting to work with me. But then, I pulled out this device right here. Do you know what it is? That's alright. I haven't shown this device to the public, so I would have been shocked if you knew what it was. This invention right here? This is my baby. Built her from scratch, and she does exactly what I need her to do. Deviation was the first person I successfully used her on. It took only a minute, and it completely reprogrammed her. She became as loyal as a stray puppy looking for a home. Really, she was the best partner I could have asked for. But then, she got cocky during one job and got herself killed. That's where you come in. Your transformation might be my greatest one yet. From innocent bystander, to unwilling participant, to willing accomplice, all within an hour of me taking you. Okay, I need you to look at the white dot in the center, okay? Right here. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop laughing. But it's cute. You think closing your eyes is going to save you? That's adorable. You also might be my cutest partner yet. I'll just switch it from visual to audio, and then we can get the show on the road. When creating a hypnosis device such as this, I planned for someone to think that closing their eyes is going to prevent them from the change. See, the change is going to happen whether you want it to or not. I gave you the easy way. I asked if you wanted to be my partner, and you said no. So now, we're doing things the hard way. Say goodbye to who you were formerly. You are a criminal. You are my sidekick. You do what I say with a smile on your face. You are eager to follow through with whatever I tell you to do. Nothing gives you more pleasure than obeying me. You are mine. You exist to be mine. You are not just my partner, you are my toy. You love this new life. This is the life you have always wanted. You are finally free. You are a criminal. You are my sidekick. You do what I say with a smile on your face. You are eager to follow through with whatever I tell you to do. Nothing gives you more pleasure than obeying me. You are mine. You exist to be mine. You are not just my partner, you are my toy. You love this new life. This is the life you have always wanted. You are finally free. You are a criminal. You are my sidekick. You do what I say with a smile on your face. You are eager to follow through with whatever I tell you to do. Nothing gives you more pleasure than obeying me. You are mine. You exist to be mine. You are not just my partner, you are my toy. You love this new life. This is the life you have always wanted. You are finally free. Now let's see if I scrambled your brain too much. What's your name? Good. And who am I? Amazing. And where are you right now? Correct again. This is a very good sign. It seems that your brain listened. Now, let's see if your body did. Stick up three fingers. Good. Put them down and twist your head to the left. Now the right. Ha! This is great. It seems it all worked. How are you feeling? That's to be expected. But you don't have any of those pesky inhibitions about working with me. It's been replaced with excitement for your first gig and being able to prove your loyalty to me, hasn't it? I want to see just how far you are willing to go for me.